It's 8 a.m. Eastern, September the 24th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down 1.5% at $41,368. Ethereum is even at $2,816. And Cardano is up 4% at $2.21. Those are leaders by market cap. Top gainers in the last 24 hours, Phantasma up 30%, Ren up 19%.
What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit 1 million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR.
Today's episode is brought to you by the digital marketplace UnGrocery. If you've ever thought about who your food comes from, UnGrocery is the place to shop. Join the food people online at ungrocery.com. Markets are down as the People's Bank of China has issued new guidance where it toughens its stance against crypto trading activities. The announcement highlights that all services that allow the exchange of fiat currencies and crypto assets or between crypto assets themselves are now treated as illegal activities. The notice also specifies that offering crypto derivatives trading is also an illegal business in China, even for overseas exchanges that make the services accessible to Chinese residents. The People's Bank of China said individuals who live inside China but work for overseas crypto exchanges that make crypto trading available in China are also subject to legal prosecution. It's a big stance for such a big market to take. Bitcoin fell 3% on the news, while Huobi and OKEX's exchanges and OKEX's exchange tokens both fell over 15%. Though the exchanges have claimed to have moved out of China and suspended the Chinese yuan fiat on-ramp, they still have employees based in the country and cater to Chinese customers. Yesterday, Time magazine dropped a pack of hidden NFTs. The collection of 4,676 yet-to-be-displayed works were gone within minutes. The frenzy snarled the Ethereum blockchain and gas fees were as high as the pieces themselves. There was strong evidence of bot buying as 100 addresses captured 24% of the total supply. This is trust at the next level as the NFTs in Time's collection all just point to a red Time logo rather than any specific digital artwork. Buyers still don't know what they've actually bought, which indicates trust and speculation rather than appreciation for a specific piece. That speculation is paying off, however, as the still yet to be revealed pieces currently have a floor price of 3 ETH. 3,000% increase. Time President Keith Grossman said that the individual works attached to the NFTs would be revealed today at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Users will have to use the refresh metadata button on the digital marketplace OpenSea to find out what they actually bought. And finally, Twitter is adding Bitcoin Lightning tips and NFT authentication features. The tipping is available immediately through third-party apps, while the NFT authentication, particularly suited for verifying NFT profile photos, is in development. The tips feature is really exciting because they're denominated in Satoshis, the smaller way to slice up Bitcoin, and represents a bit of a shift in the wind. Twitter considers themselves not in the flow of funds and won't take a percentage of tipping proceeds. That's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and links. Find us on social media, add us to Alexa Flash Briefing, and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.